Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 127. Who is Christ? In the Bible story of the past, we see constant tension in the ancient world about who God is. The Gentiles were pagan and worshipped idols. But the one true invisible God revealed himself to Abraham. God called him to be his missionary, to be a blessing to all families of the earth by revealing who he is. The same tension exists today. Even within Christianity there is perplexity. Who is Christ? Is he truly what the Bible says, the Savior of the world, the Savior of all men? Or does he merely want to be? God has chosen the church today as his missionary as verily as he chose Abraham long ago. But before the church can reveal him to the world, they must understand who he is. If you think of him as merely offering to save you if you do something first, inevitably you will flounder in the waves. You will think of your salvation as something dependent on your ability to do something right first. And you keep wondering if you can. Yes, Christ has thrown you a life preserver while you are drowning. Yes, he will rescue you if you can grab the rope and hang on tight enough. But constantly you wonder if you have enough strength. Can you stop drinking, swearing, smoking, lying, and the list goes on? Is the world's Savior telling you he would like to save you if? Or is the Holy Spirit telling you that he has done more than throw you a rope? He has already found you and has saved you by virtue of his sacrifice. He has jumped into the water where you are drowning and has become your lifeguard. He has come very close to you and has condemned sin in your flesh. It's more than something he offers you. It's something he has given you. According to John 3:16, the one contribution you make is to receive, and to believe the truth, he is your Savior. And all the promises he has made in his new covenant become yours. The works that follow are endless. Your total heart dedication is to him. The world is yet to be lightened with the glory of this message. Believe it, now. Tell him a big thank you, even if you feel like you don't yet know enough to join the kindergarten. The Holy Spirit has planted seed in your heart. Now let it grow.